Let's get to all the latest footy news. Scotty Gullen is here in the studio, and I want to find out what he's got for us at 20-7. We'll pretend that there's a sting there on the screen, and we'll just keep moving forward. Scotland, what is happening in the world of football?
Our man, the man who sits in this seat regularly, James Sicily.
Yeah,
we love him. Like, he is RSN's own.
Well, my word, he is.
And had he a was career day. The best player by the length of the straight. He's going to have a rest next week.
Yep.
Now, I'm loving your views. You're a former tribunal panelist.
Yes.
You're the person I go to. Now, there's two cases I need to take to you.
Yes.
Sis didn't jump, ran past the ball to block Kanamiti and minor contact to jaw area. Minor. I mean, like, he scratched on his face.
Yes.
1 week.
Yep.
Your initial thoughts?
No, I'm okay with that. Oh. You can't get past bum hitting in the head.
I built that up.
I thought you might be expecting me to go somewhere else. No, that's a week.
Second case.
That's an easy one. Sicily one's an easy one. It's disappointing for him after such a great day, but that's an easy one. He's out.
I thought RSN only might have got some credits.
No, we don't have any bias.
Jaeger O'Meara.
Oh.
Have
I missed the Jaeger on the hop? You might have caught me on the hop on the Jaeger one.
Jaeger or Jaeger, whatever you want to call him. Sling tackles, I get it.
Oh, no, I did see that.
There is a lot of crackdown. We're all across it. We understand it. But they're not all the same. Charlie Spargo got tackled, and already Jaeger was turning, and then Spargo's head is nowhere near it. He basically lands on his hands. There's no danger in the tackle. It's the action initially started was a bit that they're trying to... Free kick every day of the week, you know. Be careful, that's a free kick. 1 week.
Well, if it's a dangerous tackle, it's a week.
But, is it? Does this classify as a dangerous tackle?
At this stage, I'm just looking at it again, just to make sure...
There has to be different degrees of these. You can't just... Like, no. Luke Parker got a week.
Do you know what? The only... No, I'm okay with that.
Oh.
I'm all right with that one, Scotland.
Yeah, they've nobbled you. They've got you.
No, not true.
I am convinced they've got you.
No, not true.
Cannot change your tune in the space of a week.
I must admit, I saw that first up, and I thought, oh, well, hang on, you can't do that. But he makes the effort to get him from standing to straight to ground and in a slinging, in a turning motion. Not slinging. I don't think it's a sling.
Well, it's
probably
not a sling.
But it's probably a dangerous tackle. And that's
free
where
kick.
That's where he ends up.
If there's no... What was he supposed to do? He's dropped his knee. He's trying to get him to the ground. Well, he's not allowed to get him to the ground?
Yeah. That's 6 weeks ago, I say that's not a suspension. But with what they're doing, that's a suspension. I don't necessarily agree with it. But
his head, there was no danger to Charlie Spargo.
That's the way they're adjudicating.
Well, these. I think it's... They're making... Suspending people from playing football way too flippant suddenly.
And yeah, no, I don't necessarily.
They're hiding behind this, concussion. We get all that. The players have improved. But how else are they supposed to tackle sometimes?
Yeah, no, I agree with the whole sentiment, but the way they're adjudicating this, then that's currently a week. Now, that's just the way it is. I don't necessarily like it, Scotland. I'm not trying to tell you I like this and this is the way I want it to go forward.
Do you know
the worst one? I reckon the worst one's Adam Chiris on Big Tom Hickey.
But he hit his head on the turf.
Yeah, but he hit his head because of the angle of Hickey's descent. Yeah, like, because he's such a big, long man, he tackled him. He actually hits his hip on the way down, but because there's still his body to go...
about 10 minutes of action to go.
It's a lever. It's a big lever. It's like the flop.
I saw the head.
He was the stiffest one. He did hit his head as a result of the tackle, and that's why he's got at this stage, a week suspension. But... There wasn't a forceful dragging or secondary motion into the ground from what I could see on the Cherry one. I reckon he's the stiffest of the lot, to be honest with you. The Luke Parker's was pretty straightforward. Again, there's not a hell of a lot in these things. This is why we have to go back to what I was talking about at the start of the year, Scotland, that we have to be able to have, and it's very rarely going to come into play, but have to be able to have players eligible for Brownlow medals for these things.
I agree 100% with that.
For 1 week little tackle incidents, which have been...
Can I also...
Stricter interpretation has been implemented.
Can I also remind people that Kasai Pickett got 2 weeks?
There we go. Yeah.
Seriously. That's still the most unusual
thing we've seen all year, I reckon.
Correct.
2 weeks for that. off the SMS, and you wonder why people aren't going to the football. Well, that's a part of it. I think that's right. The way the game's being governed and officiated.
I went and sat in. You know, we often, media types, you know, don't go and sit in the stands that often and enjoy just not working.
Yes.
Just, it's a nice I did that thing to yesterday.
Do. It's a nice thing to do.
Two observations.
Yes.
$10.50 for a Carlton draft would seem to be a tad excessive.
Where were you? Were you at the Marvel or were you
No, I was at the home of football.
Home of football?
Richmond and Port. And the other observation, Jason Horne-Francis is a superstar already.
Already?
You can't take your eyes off him if you're just a neutral fan like me. I mean, Tim Taranto, RSN owns, was doing his thing, and it was
32-4. It's a good day, Timmy T.
But you watch Warren Francis. Oh, my Lord, he's a good player. The socks up, tick. He runs out of pack, and he'll just get the ball. He reminds me a bit of Gary Ablett Jr. I'm not saying he's going to be him, but just he's very good. But the beer thing had me a bit concerned.
The 10.50 is a lot.
10.50?
No, that's a lot. For a little plastic cup?
Yeah. Mm. One doublet, I think, if you're lucky to get one stubby in that cup.
Anyway, probably struggle.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
And now there's some tension at the Carlton football club at the moment.
Well, first of all, we'll backtrack. We'll talk about... This is Michael Voss, the coach, on Harold Mackay, who seems to have a few technical hitches.
Right now, he's in a rough spot with his finish, and we'll throw our arms around him, support him. Absolutely, we will. And he'll consistently try and work through that. He'll work through this period of time in his footy, and ultimately down the track, he'll learn a lot about himself and what the ultimate, I guess, technique he wants to go with. But he's obviously in a tough spot at the moment.
Michael Voss there on Harold, who is in a tough spot at the moment. Can't get in through the big sticks and doesn't look like it, but it's symptomatic of the whole place, I reckon. Symptomatic of the whole place, Scotland.
The whole place. And there's rumblings.
What's happened?
Oh, I'm hearing noises.
What have you got for us?
Board member.
Well, your mate, the chief.
The chief.
In his number one dislike in his tackle, right between your eyeballs on a Monday morning. It's what everyone wants. Has told us that there's rumblings. Has there been movement?
Well, my understanding through people close to the club, i.e. you, is that Craig Matheson, the son of...
Nephew.
Oh, sorry. He's stepping down.
Is that right?
He was in an awkward position when his uncle came out with all barrels about 2 weeks ago. I think he's had enough.
Well, that is interesting.
He's been on the board for a fairly long time.
I reckon he's been there since 2012.
Yeah, Uncle Bruce has had this is not the first time.
He's
gone a few times.
Bruce is happy to just throw a few in when needed and when spoken to. He's on the Gold Coast these days, isn't he, Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce.
So Craig Matheson looks like he might be stepping down from the Blues board.
Wow.
He's been there, as I said before, since 2012, I reckon. So it's 11 years there, and there's been a fair bit happening that hasn't been palatable for many Carlton fans through that journey. And perhaps that's the reason. We'll find out more if that is in fact going to be the case, that Craig Matheson will stand down from the Blues board.
There's growing frustrations everywhere in the club. And, you know, as we all know, you need the back room to be solid, and that's certainly not the case. Like Luke Say is about to go out on a holiday, as you're allowed to. Big European jaunt.
I think he's got a place in Italy.
And the president, as you recall, a week ago called for unity and solidarity.
Stability.
No more finger pointing. I don't think that's going to happen.
No. So Craig Matheson out.
Which, of course, was a new policy they've implemented in the last week, the last month or so.
Oh, they're a schmozzle. And the team just, each week, just looks, we keep asking why they're not, you know, threatening the finals because they're just maybe not good enough.
I was talking to Mikey Velasaris this morning, who's a passionate Carlton man.
Real Carlton hierarchy, you two.
Oh, you two.
Brains trust.
But last year, with a long injury list, they were 8-2 and playing good football. Now they've got their best team to choose from, and they are rudderless. How does that happen?
That bit is hard to explain. I agree with that.
They were horrible Friday night. And just from a basic skill component, don't worry about system and structure and strategy and stuff.
Bryce Gibbs gave him a clip.
Basic skills, and Bryce Gibbs isn't told to give him a clip. They deserve to be clipped at the moment.
Oh, absolutely.
But they are playing football, symptomatic of the mood at the club. You can see the tension in the way they play. You can see they're attacking games. And this is purely subjective and body language and me reading into things. They're playing games not to lose rather than going out there to win.
Yeah.
It's a different mindset. They look like they're scared to play.
And it starts with Cripps.
Really fragile.
You look at the captain. Last year, he was suddenly fresh, moving, won the Brownlow, and was kicking goals, impacting games. From the start of the year, wasn't he? He was, oh, Cripps is in. This year, oh, lordy.
Yeah. One goal for the skipper this year.
No, it hasn't been his best performance, and he'll want to do something about that. And the thing that upsets me most is that I've seen how hard these guys work and the effort they put into their program. I've seen it up close.
Okay.
I was actually upset on Friday for the first time watching
it. What are you feeling? Your blue were you wearing your Hyundai jacket when you were watching
it? I wasn't wearing it, and I was a bit of a quandary because the lads are great, but the club's a mess. It was a bit of a quandary. But I've seen how hard they work. I know what effort they go to, and they've been no different across the...
Is it plan, messaging?
This is purely mental at the moment. This is 100% mental,
okay.
I reckon. I reckon about system and structure and plan. It's somehow freeing them up. They are playing as tight as I've ever seen a team play footy.
Well, Melbourne, potentially without Clayton Oliver again, who lost to Fremantle Friday night football at the MCG.
Well, there's a few outs for the Blues, too.
Chira.
Newman.
Hollands.
Chira. Hewitt, yep. And maybe Cripps turning on his ankle.
Yeah, they're no chance.
So there's zero chance against the Demons, you would think. So it's all going well for the Mighty Blues. But you know what? I wouldn't be high-fiving myself silly if I was Sydney either. They weren't very good either on Friday night when they got that win.
They just wanted the bye.
But they got the points and they got there exactly right to the bye. Thank you, Scotland. More from you through the morning. The early mail's coming up after this.